Coach Huger joining us now in our Wood County Hospital postgame show. Coach, a good way to get back in the win column tonight. You led from the beginning, and I would imagine you want to start with your defensive effort tonight. Is that what you're wanting to focus on here tonight, defense?
Yes, defense. We did a very good job on defense against a very good offensive team. Came in averaging probably about 86, 87 points a game. And, you know, the focus was just on our defense, how our defense could translate to our offense no matter what goes on the offensive end. If we stick with our defense, we'll give ourselves a chance, and we did that tonight.
You hold Green Bay to 37% shooting. What in particular did you really like about your defense against this pretty potent offense?
The energy that we brought on the defensive end, the communication, the way we talked to each other, and they were having fun. They were having fun getting stops, and that's when I'm having fun. And so it was just fun to watch just how hard they played. Came to a timeout and everyone's breathing heavy and knowing that they played hard. So regardless of the outcome, that's the energy I'm looking for.
Coach, you had a 22-point lead at halftime, and you know, a lot of times when you have a big lead, you tend to come out a little bit slow, and the opposition, obviously, they come out fired up because they just got railed in the first half. But you guys did a good job coming out of the second half, not allowing them to get any kind of run to get back in it.
We did a great job. That was the focus at halftime, was the first 4 minutes of the second half, and coming out with that same intensity that we left the floor with. And we did a great job of executing that. You always worry when you have a lead like that, and you know your team come out flat thinking the game is over, and then they go on a run and they get all the momentum, and then that changes the whole game. So we were able to stick with it throughout, and we were able to finish it.
Boy, if you guys could have just rebounded tonight, 51-29 advantage on the boards. My goodness, you were dominant on the glass.
Guys did a great job of rebounding collectively. Maj was monstrous on the board with 19 rebounds. I mean, that was huge. Big night for him on the boards, and played well. So I'm pleased with the way we played, and you know, want that to carry over to the next game.
When you look on your box score, the plus-minus leader tonight was Marlon Sierra, 7 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and BG outscored Green Bay by 25 points when he was on the floor. Really a breakout game for Marlon.
Big-time game for Marlon. Number hasn't been called a lot, and when his number was called, he was ready to go, and that's what I'm looking for. You know, someone who's ready to go at all times, and, you know, that earned him the right to play the next game.
Meanwhile, Justin Turner tonight just looked like he was of a mind that he was going to get to the basket, and he had several great finishes in the paint around the rim. He scores 25, also handed out 6 assists. How good was Juice tonight with the basketball driving into the paint?
He was very good. He was very good in getting down there, drawing contact, finishing, and finding his teammates. He was very good defensively. Guarded Cohen pretty much the whole night, and very good scorer on that team, and he was able to, you know, control him somewhat. You're never going to really stop a guy like that, but we were able to control him tonight, and that was the key.
In fact, he did not score in the first half when he built that big lead. Another good game tonight for a youngster, Caleb Fields, the freshman with his first home start. Comes up with 3 big threes in that second half, and a couple of those were early when Green Bay was trying to make that push to get back in the game. Caleb, you know, rising with confidence to knock down some long balls.
He definitely did. That was something we've been on him about. He's been wide open a lot of times and was hesitant to take those shots. And, you know, I told him, pull them aside. If you're open, make sure you take those shots and knock them down with confidence. You know, you got to be confident in your ability because we believe in you and we're confident in you. And tonight he stepped up and was big.
Coach, we've talked about how your team has struggled against some zone defenses tonight. Green Bay didn't run much of it, but later in the game they went to a 1-3-1, a little bit of 2-3, and you know, it looked like you had a few answers for it tonight, didn't you?
We were able to attack the zone, and our guys were ready, and it's the same shots we've been taking, so it's nothing different, you know, against the zone. We got the looks that we wanted, and we were able to knock them down tonight. So I thought they would play more zone, and we were ready for it, and just wanted to see what they can do against the zone, and you know, we did well against the little time that they did play.
Well, now that you guys have a week off as far as games are concerned until you host Findlay, this is a big week, though, for the guys coming up, right?
Big week, finals week coming up. They'll be focused on finals, and we got to finish up the semester strong. Our guys are doing well academically so far, but we want a strong finish, and I think the guys will be okay. So that's the focus for the next couple days. Give them a couple days off, and then we'll go back to work and be ready for Finley on Sunday.
Well, let me play professor here, Coach, for tonight. Grade A+. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us, our Wood County Hospital post-game show.